Audible Visions. Drama.
Series 1 of Cyclone continues now as an alleged safe refuge becomes a warren of nightmares, and both Mistress Verney and Bryony Maybeck are heading straight towards it.
The Freedom Factory. Part 1.
They'll be okay.
Can't help but worry, you know.
They're the ones worrying about you. Thanks to Orbis, Prissy will have a whole fleet on their way to her.
Yes,
be okay. I've got everything in hand.
And Hazel and Louise, I mean...
They've got Sylphide. They're fine. You, however, you're stuck with me.
I'm all right. Have you checked in on the new girl yet?
Yep. Nisha is okay, although feeling like she's lost everyone and everything right now. I've tried to speak with her, and she's been sweet, smiling and expressing her thanks, but, well, you're far better at that than I am.
Yeah, I should see her, you're right.
Yes, but in a bit, yeah? She's a canny girl, and, well, she may think you're just practicing your recruiting techniques on her while she's vulnerable. I think she sees us as, well, a bit fanatical.
Well, you know, it feels like you have to be sometimes. I mean, this bloody cosmos just messes with our heads all the time, don't you think? I mean, well, it just gets me wondering, are we really fighting for what is right? Is the universe really as we see it?
It most definitely is. And we most definitely are. Never doubt it. I know what you're thinking, with Nisha's father being an agent, more because he's one that's sympathetic to what we do. Yeah, it makes you think. But it makes you realise that the wrongdoings out there are real. And now that we know there are people within the agency itself who can see that, it makes what we do even more important.
Yeah.
As for Nisha, I think we just need to let her see for herself what it is we do. Let her decide what her next steps will be. It's encouraging, though, that she's decided to travel with us rather than staying at Parapet.
Yes, agreed. Okay, I will speak with her. I'll need to do the meeting this morning, though, so after then?
Or I can, if you want. Yeah. The meeting.
Okay, then, Branny. Yeah, that would help. Oh, what's the time now?
It's 7 a.m.
Okay, I'll give her a few moments and see you in an hour, then.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Welcome aboard the scout ship Caldwell. which is a little more spacious than most of us have been used to recently. Thanks, in no small part, to the efforts of Dukan Everis, Karen Webber, and Dioka Fennett, who departed with Captain Corrine Kelly last night. We wish them a safe journey. Now, today is a very important day, not just for us, but for three factions of our institution. Right now, Captain Kelly has left the jump point from Orion's Gate to head towards the Thalian Archways, and therein to a disused Dream Star where a number of our people are being taken. Despite the number of ships in this operation, including our two battle tugs and the recently acquired Dissuader, this is not an assault mission. This is a covert sabotage and rescue. They will not see us coming. They will not see us go. Secondly, Hazel Valentine also departed us last night via jumper with our new recruit Louise Blissett. Their destination is the capital ship Tapestry of Shadows. Our matriarch, Sylphide, shall process the information we have gained so far and formulate a means to secure for ourselves the man known as Robert Harding. It may not be the instant resolve we were all hoping for, but it is a start. And so, now to ourselves. I have spoken at length with Lady Valentine, and our own mission is straightforward. Rescue and recruitment. With our numbers currently depleted, we have no choice but to exercise our ability to recognize potential support to our organization and offer them a place in our family. Who better to lead us in this matter than our very own Mistress Verney? It is our mistress who has brought us together and who will keep us together and who will help us grow. And so, to that end, we are currently inbound towards a recruitment base that is placed within a system under strict Cortops jurisdiction. This mission is therefore not without its complications. We received word that a labor camp for dissentient mothers has recently closed, and that a few of their number have already fled to one of our bases. We must therefore offer care to these women, ascertain the wider situation, and if possible, take a transport to the camp and liberate the others. We must be aware that these are extremely vulnerable people, and most likely children too. Our first prerogative is rescue. Secondly, recruitment. I'll leave you a few moments to digest this, and then I will answer any questions. Thank you.
Bryony, thank you for that.
Not a problem. They're on board with it.
So, who have we got?
On landing duties? Amy Chadwick, Yevgeny, and Telford Bream.
Telford? What? I didn't think he was staying on.
He had a change of heart.
So you bullied him then?
I just... Well, the mission briefing was something close to his heart. I just let him realise that people like us can now make a difference to people... like him, uh-huh. And that he could be a part of that.
Oh, good work, Bryony. Good work.
Thank you, Mistress.
See, that's going to be strange working with them again. Yeah, so used to seeing Dukan and Juice and Prissy and Josh. Yeah, I guess I got comfortable there. this does feel like starting over. And although there's some sadness in that, and well, I know I shouldn't say it, but I'm kind of looking forward to getting back into this. So, I'm glad to have you with me on this one, though, Bryony. And familiarity is something that still gives me strength. I know I can always rely on you.
view beacon control.
That's not our beacon.
Amy, you're not reading the signal right, or you're sending out the wrong code to it. You won't get the trigger back
I'm
if you...
I'm telling you, Yevgeny. That's not our beacon.
Well, it's not going to be anyone else's. Just... Here, use the remote set. Use that one. Punch it in. It's preset. Look, like this. And you'll see that, That's not our beacon.
Hello, mistress. Just in time.
What's up?
You keep getting the wrong trigger back signal. Looks like, looks like this is the wrong part of the planet.
Let's have a look.
Whoa, bum in the face.
Sorry. Look at you.
There. Like Amy says, it's... That's...
Yeah. Is that the best image? Is it...
There. You can sharpen the image like... There you go.
Well, it looks right. I mean, that's the station. I cleaned it up myself. That's not a bad little place, really.
Wrong beacon signal, though.
Could something have messed up the electrics?
I can do a call out to other beacons.
How long till you get a trigger back?
Let's find out. In the meantime, we're setting down?
Of course. I mean, all that's important is that we get the people to safety. I mean, you can't land on a dodgy beacon signal, can you?
Yevgeny only does dodgy landings.
Boy.
What are you thinking?
That we should have brought Yorick. Yes, I think right now we could do with a few scraps of random jibber-jabber.
Yorick's with Kareen. Desaad is with Hazel. We agreed.
Yes, it makes sense. Only I expected this to be straightforward, and it's not.
It's just the landing beacons. Nothing drastic.
You know, I just like things going to plan, that's all.
You and me both. But nothing's ever straightforward with what we do anymore.
Huh. True. All right, are we all set then?
Amy and the others are waiting for you.
Okay. Let's do it. You taking that?
Better safe than sorry.
Okay.
You're not?
No, I imagine these people have seen enough of guns in their faces recently. I'll be okay.
Beacon override established. Boardwalk is locked onto emergency landing protocols.
Bloody hell, it stinks out here.
That's your breath blowing back at you, Telford.
Yeah, this planetoid was over mined years ago. Must have been a recent dust storm or something that stirred up all the cadmium residues.
Do we need respirators?
Shouldn't do. We won't be out here long, and the station has a good filtration system.
Well, I hope it has. The one on Iridis Yana wasn't so great.
No, I heard. Okay, come on. Entrance is over here.
Yes, this is the place, all right.
You hear me?
Yeah, only just, Yevgeny. These old sticks have got such rubbish speakers. I mean, really, why are we using this shit?
That better?
Nope. Don't worry, Bryony is at the access point now.
Here we go. We're in.
We've got emergency lighting by the looks of things. Oh, Christ.
What?
Mistress, do you mind if I...
Go ahead.
Yevgeny, we've got a situation here. Power looks like it's on its last legs. Can you do a really quick SRS and see if you can find the refugee ship that's supposed to have landed here?
Yeah. Hold on. What am I looking for?
What's that?
What?
Is that it? There?
Yeah. Could be. It's a low pulse.
You got an overlay?
Yeah. Tap it in. There. Cheers, Nisha.
There we are. Yep, looks like a trans... No? Two? Mm-mm, sorry. Look, three small Gordops transport ships on the other side of the station. Looks like they came in pretty heavy. If that's our refugees, then they were in quite a hurry.
You got a date on the arrival of those?
Earth time would be... Saturday the 20th of July. Sorry, this is all a bit weird for me. They'd have come in on the 21st. Saturday the 21st.
Oh, that tallies. Gardener's request number two.
Yoki Boki, well done, Nish.
You thought I was just along for the free ride, didn't you?
Not for a second.
So, all we can do really is just walk through, see who we find, and take a look at the ships.
Well, something happened here. Are you into Earth films? Because I'm sure I've seen something like this on video. Long, dark corridors and no sign of what we're looking for. And well, there's always a man in a rubber monster suit at the end. That's usually my favourite bit.
Earth films? So long as it's not that one that Nisha was watching on the ship.
Hey, I'm still monitoring, you know. I'm telling you, those are future classics. You watch Red Sonja yet?
Muscle-bound beefcakes aren't really my bag.
Now you tell me.
Wait up.
What you got? Man in a rubber monster seat?
Listen, you got a... Amy, you have...
What?
A torch.
There. Hope that's illuminated enough for you. Whoa. Yeah. Down there. I can hear it. Well, something.
Okay. Keep it quiet.
What is it?
Okay. Just, we can hear something.
Yeah, but what is it?
Evgeny, you still got us?
No, but have you passed the first two junctions?
Yes, onto the third now. You hear that?
Of course not, but you've got dorms ahead. Storage to your right if walking straight forward. And left is kitchens.
That's where it's coming from. Kitchens.
Definitely.
Attack of the saucepan people. Killer soup ladles from Mars. Okay, Evgeny, can you pipe the schematics to us, please?
You are seriously overestimating the technology we have access to here. I thought you knew this place.
Juice has got the more advanced info stick. We thought it best.
I need to wrangle us some better tech, for goodness sake.
Mistress Verney, I don't think I've ever heard you use the word wangle before.
History in the making,
Wangle?
Okay, you've got 15 foot of corridor and double doors at the end.
Oh. Yeah, this is scarily familiar.
Sketh, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they'd introduced a toxin into a munitions facility, probably via a small freight hopper, then went in to clean up the hardware, and we got there first. Ka-ching.
You think this is them again?
Look, there might not be anything to worry about.
What? We are in no position to tackle the Sketh.
Come on!
Mistress!
What is it?
Amy, shh. Over there. Delphin, over by the door. Make sure she doesn't make a run for it.
Who?
I see her. There. Crouched by the counter over there.
Okay, Amy. Yeah, I see you. Mistress Verney, you start talking to her. I'll go around. Amy, wait here. In case he comes this way.
Hello? Hi. It's okay, we're from the rescue ship. We received a transmission about the Kortops facility you came from. They're Labour camp.
Don't be scared.
No, it's all right. It's all right. We're here to help. Yes? I'll get you centered. Can you tell me what happened here? What happened to the power? No. You're all right. I'll take it slow. Yeah, you're not here to harm you. That's it. I'm just coming over. I'm just gonna sit with you. Yeah? Okay? Okay.
Careful, mistress.
Okay.
What the bloody hell is going on down there?
No. Danny, radio silence!
Oh, easy!
Amy, she's coming over!
Hey, it's okay. Hi, don't be scared. It's okay.
Shit! Ellis!
Whoa, it's okay.
She's scared. Who are you?
Of course she's bloody scared. What kept you?
Look, we came as soon as we heard about the Cortops facility being disbanded.
Georgina Verney, I expect, yes?
Yes. This is Bryony Maybach. She's our mission administrator, and this is Amy Chadwick and Telford Bream, field troopers. Amy's a field medic. That's useful.
Hey,
right,
please some...
Give me some room.
Oh.
Ellis, focus now. You're okay. These people are here to help. These are the ones we called ages ago.
What happened here?
Hold her arm for me. It's okay, Ellis. We'll have you right as rain in no time.
Yeah, how many made it from the Cortops facility?
Roll up her sleeve.
I got her.
What's that? It's
neural suppressant.
What?
Oh my god, you can't...
Hold her still! You're here a little late, I'm afraid. Things have already gotten way out of hand.
What has? This place is meant to be safe. We heard that a correctional facility, a labor camp had been closed, and some of you escaped and made it here.
That's right. Ellis made the transmission. I told her things weren't safe enough to do so yet, but she went ahead and did it anyway. Have you noticed any impairment of your cognitive abilities?
Not yet. No. A few weeks ago, some of our numbers succumbed to a neurological pathogen that provoked feelings of apathy and lethargy. Could it be that?
Langer virus. Skeff design. I've done some research on it. Really potent stuff.
No, this is, different. That facility we skipped from, the agents there were experimenting on our consciousness. We're all suffering from some... very nasty side effect of those experiments, which appear to have become contagious.
Oh, I see. And the power?
Yes, the power. Not sure. It'll flicker back up to 80% for a while, then it'll drain again.
Do you know why?
Well, it doesn't help that something very large and very nasty and very, very hungry has taken up residence within this safe haven of yours. You may need to do something about that.
A monster?
You could call it that.
Oh, a monster? Can't wait.
In part one of The Freedom Factory, written by Graham David Richards, Sarah Golding was Georgina Verney, with Penny Scott-Andrews as Bryony Maybach, Bhavanisha Palmer as Nisha Tarbrook, Lydia Sullivan as Amy Chadwick, Greg Taraloff as Evgeny, Max Marshall as Telford Bream, Tanya Wheelock as Ellis Ardle, and Karen Heimdall as Dr. Mia Krister. The computer was played by Hem Brewster. The music was especially composed and performed by Sophie Rose, with additional sound design by Hem Brewster and Tap Dancer. With thanks to Matthew Exel, Patricia Dawn Richards, Fiona Thrale, and Julia Eve. Cyclone is produced and published by Audible Visions with Channel House Entertainment and Monument Studios. Copyright 2023.
And this cyclone adventure continues next week.